This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you like to get into the St. Paddy's holiday, there's a new treat you're going to be excited about. And who's talking about us in Wisconsin?
Are they talking you know what about
us? Are they talking crap?
Yeah.
Okay, you just wait. Let's get to your three must-hear clips of the day, everybody.
Number three.
All right. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Well, there's some new donuts just in time for St. Paddy's Day. Here's Seth Meyers.
Krispy Kreme is unveiled its St. Patrick's Day menu, which includes four new donuts, while Dunkin' just poured Jameson in the culottes.
Day! Did they really?
Yeah! I don't know. It's not a bad idea. I think they should try to do that.
Can we DoorDash it?
We should.
Let's do it.
I mean, it's for the show.
Yeah.
Number two.
Okay, let's talk about The Masked Singer. Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it yet. Well, the Space Ranger has been revealed. I feel like if you had guesses about this one, you were probably right, because it does sound like the celebrity. It's Flavor Flav.
Spoiler alert, the show is still on. I did not know it was still on.
I put that on in the background every now and then. It's good background music. Yeah, because it's kind of this mind gap of you start listening to these singers and you hear the clues and you're stumped thinking, who could this be? Who is this person?
Yeah.
Yes. And then once you find out who it is, you realize, oh, yeah, all along, it was so obvious.
Of course.
Number one.
There is a comedian, Alex the Cruiser, on Instagram, and I had a friend, Corey from California, who sent this audio to me and said, hey, look, this has kind of gone viral, and they're talking about Wisconsin.
What?
Take a listen.
I finally found my room, and I was next to these lovely people from Wisconsin, and they had balloons all over their door. I was like, oh, hey, is it somebody's birthday or anniversary? And the guy goes, no, we just get so hammered on these ship, and these rooms all look alike, so we decorate our door.
Okay, so then you know where to stumble into on the cruise.
Yes, because these people don't know what room is theirs. And this is why people talk about us and our state and make fun of us. And we are the drink Wisconsinably state because of things like that. People going out in the wild to other states and other places in the world. And this is how they're representing Wisconsin.
Hold on. I'm going to ask you to bring it down a little bit. You know what?
What?
This is a genius move.
It kind of is.
Think about being at these resorts in Mexico or wherever you vacation, Turks and Caicos. I remember walking back from the bars going, which building is ours? I think putting balloons and little streamers out like this way, that would have helped instead of fumbling around in the dark.
But I do want to also mention here, because we were just talking about St. Paddy's Day and three must-hear clips of the day. And then we're talking about you're out, you're having a good time, you're having some drinks. We did get a text into the Side Unlimited text line this morning that said, good morning, Elizabeth and Radar. I just wanted to send out a reminder to everyone who's drinking this weekend. Remember, there's always Uber and Lyft. They'll be out there and ready to give you guys rides, so drive safe. So, yes, everybody party responsibly, of course, but that idea is absolutely genius. And because you think about even walking down those long hallways at hotels. I remember back in the day when our club volleyball team, shout out to Spring City, when we would travel, we would always decorate the rooms.
Like, yes, did
number
that in softball
nine,
too.
There's Molly's room. Oh. There's Lynn Wisman's room. There's Angie Parente's room. There's Elizabeth's room. And you'd put the numbers on and you'd put all the names on. Genius, because you knew what room was yours.
Yeah.
Now we need to do that on vacation. We need to absolutely do that on vacation so we know what room is ours. It's a great idea.
Did you ever switch the names? So my daughter, Lexi, when I was coaching club,
no.
We would go up and switch the little softball with the names. Lexi's here and Yessie's here. We'd switch the names. And then people are like, how come I can't get in my room? The key's not working.
That is so your
stuff.
Move. This is also the guy that when he leaves a hotel room.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He sets the alarm for an obnoxious time, which now whenever I travel radar.
You check them, don't you?
I unplug the alarm.
Hey, it's just a little warning.
I have my phone right there. I unplug it.
Little warning. See?
And you also tell everybody what you do with the bed.
I also put, like, there's still someone sleeping, not dead, but sleeping in the bed so that when you like to, you know, just kind of surprise the hotel staff. And then I'll post that. And they walk in and you're like, oh, they're still here. Wait a minute.
Can I tell you why this?
They checked out.
Can I tell you why this is so obnoxious that you do this?
Why? Why?
You don't ever see the payoff.
You just got to reimagine it.
This is so stupid.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.